Side Bar every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
It is 22 minutes after 7. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. You're listening to Side Bar with myself, Sotumea, standing in for Dr. Cindy Van Zyl. It is a Wednesday. Normally we're talking profiles on a Wednesday, but today is a bit different. Our guest is not here, so therefore we're going to have a bit of fun and we're going to take a moment to chat about whatever it is that you want to talk about, whether you're looking for a systole moment, you're looking for advice, you want to chat about anything, get something off your chest, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number to dial is 086-000-959. And with that, a very good evening to you and thank you so much for calling us. Hi.
Hi, Soto. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm very happy I'm talking to you.
I'm happy to be talking to you too.
Yes. Soto, my name is Rachel. Mm-hmm. I'm 50 this year.
Sorry, say that again. You are?
I'm Rachel.
Yeah, and you are? 30 this year.
50.
Okay, 50 this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's something that is eating me up. Mm. I need some insights from the Afropolitan or from you. Mm-hmm. I want to know what is the latest age for buying a property. I don't have a property that I call my own, mm-hmm. and I'm your property. Unfortunately, I'm under debt review at the moment. Mm. Reason being, I'm late because of black tax. I've been supporting family, my extended family, paying fees for my sister's kids. Mm. And then now I realize that, you know what? At first, I never thought I would need my property. I thought I was going to stay at home, but I could see that should anything happen to my mom, things are going to be different. And even my mom is blessing me every day that I pray that if I die, you get you must have your own place that you call home. Mm. I am saving, but because of our African background, like if I visit my relatives and I can see that people are struggling financially, no, I'm guilty that I'm, like there's something that I am saving. My plan is that I want to raise 10% and I need like a beautiful townhouse.
Yeah.
But at the back of my mind, something is telling me the bank is not going to give you to loan you because of your age. And I think I'll be ready in between 2 or 3 years' time. I'll be ready with the deposit.
To get your own property.
That is somebody to be honest with me or to motivate me.
Okay. You know what I think, Rachel, and your line is cutting a bit, but we had a chat I'm not sure if it was last week or sometime, it must have been late last week. We had a chat to, some people in the financial sector and they were giving advice about money and we did touch a little bit on black tax and how, for many of us black people, once you get out of school, the first thing you need to look back, you can't move forward by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, one of the most important things that came out of that conversation is when the expert said, you need to take care of yourself first. So, many of us, you spend all your money on everyone else. And
that's so true.
Yeah. And you have nothing. And you look back, like you said, now you are 50. All the people that you've helped, you find that, they're flourishing, they're doing well. People have moved on with their lives and you
that's
are the one. Yeah. The reality is you are the one that has nothing. So nobody's saying that you mustn't help your family. Okay. Because unfortunately, as black people, we have to all lift each other up. But the important thing as well is to also take care of yourself. You need to make sure that when all is said and done, when you've paid for everybody's fees, everybody's school fees, and you've fixed everybody's house, working your paving, working your stop nonsense, precast, or whatever it is that you've done, you also have somewhere to call home. Because you talked about the fact that, you can see that when your mother passes away, things are not going to be the same. Because unfortunately, that happens a lot. Where we're now fighting over the house, who's going to stay? Hey, neck against the paving, neck against a big window, neck into this. So you need to take care of yourself first. Now, I don't know what the cutoff age is. I don't even think there should be a cutoff age for somebody to get properties. I hope somebody that is like a financial expert can give us a call and give us advice on that. But if you are asking me, Rachel, if you can work towards your house, do that and work even harder. If you say 3 years, if you can cut out some other spending, some other monies that you're spending on other people at some point and make it a shorter time, do that. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to understand that you can only do so much. Mm-hmm. If you are earning 5,000, you can't spend your entire 5,000 on people. You know, you should be able to spend like maybe 1,000 on everyone else. Then the rest needs to take care of you, because you can't drink from a cup that's empty. Who's going to help you? Who's going to take care of you? Is anyone going to buy your house?
No.
Is anyone going to give you deposit?
No.
Exactly. So you need to also start taking care of yourself. But I'm going to take it out there and ask other people for their opinions and what they think. But my opinion is, if you can, Rachel, start taking care of yourself first. Mm. That is very important. Take care of Rachel and then take care of everybody else.
Yeah. And I think that my relatives have been taking, in fact, my family have been taking advantage of me, because they know I can't say no. And you know what? I am somehow regretting it now, because I say that it's late. I took all my sister's kids to private school.
Mm.
But guess no one is appreciative of that. They want more.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Rachel? Don't feel bad about the fact that you help people. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a good person and helping other people. You've done what you can, right? You've done what you can. People have moved on with their lives. They've gone to private schools. They've gone to universities. Now it is time for you to take care of yourself. So now is the time for you to be able to say no. If there's ever a time for you to say no, it's now, because you've done everything for everyone. You've helped everyone. Now it is time for you to help Rachel, because no one else is coming to save Rachel. You need to say, so when somebody says, I still need to go to university, too bad. I don't have, there is nothing I can do. The fact that you are under debt review, that already should be a sign for you that I am overextending myself.
Yes, it's debt review because of school fees.
And it's not even your own kids.
No.
It's not even your own kids. I mean, you are going to debt counselings and you are doing all these things, and it's not even your own, because you are committing when you are already overcommitted. You know, if you are going to overcommit on something, Rachel, it must be on you. Overcommit on yourself. That's my personal take, but I'm going to ask other people to give us a call and, you know, say what they think, because we've got different opinions. But in my opinion, I think it's time for you to start taking care of Rachel. And, you know, let everybody else sort themselves out.
Okay. Thank you so much. I feel better now that I've...
Yeah, I'm glad you do. Thank you so much for giving us a call, Rachel.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. The number to dial is 086-000-00959. We're taking your calls on just about anything. We're having a Sis Dolly moment today. If you'd like to add in on the conversation, maybe you want to give Rachel advice. Maybe you want to give our first caller advice, 086-000-00959. Good evening. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Is it Zama speaking?
No, it's not Zama. Do I sound like her?
No, I'm just asking. Who's speaking?
Listen, I can't sing to save my life, just by the way.
Yeah, you sound like a Zama to me.
My name is Linda.
Yes.
And I'm calling you from Guatemala in the East End.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have advice. I can't sing, but I just quickly want to tell you about my... Well, but that happened yesterday. So I am currently at a local school and doing my teaching practicals. I'm doing my degree in education, and I'm just one module away from finally finishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been 5 days at a high school. So yesterday, so you know, with COVID and trying to maintain social distancing and all protocols, they've now decided that every week for 3 weeks, so they take like a 3 week round, a new group of students come in.
Okay.
So yesterday, or this past week, or rather the start of this week, brought in a group of new students, and I loved the guys from last week, right? So now I meet these new guys, and they come in, and I still have this energy from last week, and I'm like, yes, let's do this.
Mm.
So Monday comes and goes, and I give them homework, and then Tuesday comes, and this guy did not do my work, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one lesson, they are so disruptive. I'm dealing with class clowns, and it's just a mess. I'm 5 to 10, but you can't, because it don't work like that in the real life.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, I'm just like, oh, thank goodness it's the end of the day, but something happens. Mm-hmm. One of my learners from last week then comes through and says that she was struggling with some of the work I gave them. So I gave them work for the 3 weeks that they will not be coming to school for. And yeah. She came and she was just like, ma'am, you laugh because I understand you. Please explain this, what's happening here. And I was just like, yes, this is the highlight to my day. So mm-hmm. I want to quickly give a huge shout out to teachers. Teachers deal with a lot. You don't realize, I mean, we all know this. And it's said all the time, but until you're in there and experiencing it for yourself, you're like, is this what my teachers had to deal with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's completely different. But I love it. I mean, I love it. I love the challenges that come with it. And today was a much better day than yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I spoke to my mentor teacher, gave me a few tips to around behavior and how to manage it, so that was good. But huge shout out to teachers.
Oh man, that is so sweet. That is absolutely sweet. And I, you know, when I hear somebody talking about being passionate about being teachers and going to school and studying this, and especially because now NFSAS are saying no, be it, then up, you know, it's such a bittersweet moment for somebody to be an educator and that's what you want to do, you know, and I think we take for granted, what teachers go through, because it's not just the students, right? It's not just the learners, but it's the parents as well. It's so many people on your back, you know. I think we take for granted the amount of stress, that teachers go through, because you are working with people every day. You're not sitting at a computer and you are dealing with kids on a day to day basis who are unpredictable. So
we have different backgrounds as well, and you've got to accommodate them, you know. Also, I realized that some of the things that I did last week don't necessarily work with the group with this week's group, rather.
Yeah.
So you've got to check what works, what doesn't work. Then when you finally feel like you've established a relationship with them and you guys have a good thing going, then it's the end of the week and a new group comes in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just also, so it's just like, our teachers are really dealing with a lot.
Yeah. But thank you so much for giving us a call, man. And good luck with the hard work. And shout out to you and all the other teachers, the people that are really literally holding this country up, you know, on their backs. But thank you so much. Thanks for giving us a call, huh?
Awesome stuff. Thank you for an awesome show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, it is 25 minutes to 8. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. This is the home of the Afropolitan. And, of course, you're listening to... you're listening to Sidebar with Dr. Cindy Van Sail, but my name is Sotume, and of course I'm standing in for Dr. Cindy Van Sail. It is a Wednesday. I know it's a very unorthodox show this evening. We were meant to be chatting to Zama, and things happened, but now she's going to be joining us on the line, hopefully, to have a chat to us. I know a lot of people have been dying to ask her questions and have a chat to her. So we're going to be chatting to her hopefully in a minute or so.
Sidebar with Dr. Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9.
It is now just after 25 minutes to 8. You're listening to the home of the Afropolitan. You're listening to Sidebar with Dr. Cindy Van Sail. And, of course, my name is Sotume, standing in for Dr. Cindy. We were taking your calls just now, talking about whatever it is that comes to mind. If you want to chat to us about what you're going through your day, or you just want a sisterly moment. But we are now joined on the line by Zama, whom we have been hoping to talk to the entire day, who is the winner, the Idols winner for the year 2020. Zama, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Nindansis.
I'm good, thank you. And we waited and we waited, and then we kept ourselves busy, and we were like, oh my god, like, where is she? Oh, and then we started talking about our problems and you know, and all the things Rantari Fela while we're waiting. But thank you so much for joining us. Are you excited and to be the big winner?
I am. It's really amazing. So I am excited.
Yeah. Did you at some point, did you think I'm going to take this, I'm going to win Idols?
No, not really. But it hit when I got to see top two. I was like, there's a 50% chance that I could be the winner, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe this is mine, you know?
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure, yeah.
Yeah, well, a big congratulations to you. First, let's talk about
you,
who you are, and all the other nice things. Because for one, the one thing that really hit me was the fact that you took a gap year to do this.
Yeah.
Is how determined you were. I mean, listen, when did you start singing? You know, and to be so committed to something that you decide that this is going to happen. I'm going to take a gap year, and I'm going to see what happens. Let's start with, when did you start singing?
So I realized I had a beautiful voice in grade six. I've always been singing in my life. My mom says I started singing at the age of two. I don't know, but yeah. I think she's telling the truth, you know. But I only realized, I can sing grade six, and I just fell in love with music then, and I've been singing ever since.
Mm-hmm. Were you in the choir or?
No, not really. I was always like shy. I was always the girl who never really believed in herself. You know, mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm not good enough for any choir. They wouldn't even take me. But I knew I could sing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, you've never sang in the choir?
I've never. I've only sang worship team. Yes, it's on 20.
Yeah.
Nakona. Lapona lapu, not yabana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, then what convinced you to enter Idols? I mean...
So, a friend of mine convinced me to enter Idols. Obviously, it wasn't the first time auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So, this time around, he was like, you need to go, bro. You've got nothing to lose, you know.
Mm.
And I was just like, okay, then, let's go. Plus, I'm not doing anything this year, so let's do it. You know, auditions, TV auditions, golden ticket, top 16, and it was just, yeah.
And how long was your wait in the queue? Because, I mean, I have seen those queues. They're very long. So the first audition, how long did you stand in the queue?
I got there on a Friday at 11. So the friend who convinced me to be there, he actually stood in the line for me so that I could take a nap and wake up, you know, the next day. Yeah. So I got the Friday and the audition was on Saturday. So it was like, yeah, a lot of
hours. So he stood in the queue for how long?
Basically the whole night.
Oh my word. So you stayed in the queue the entire evening?
Yeah.
So that you could be fresh?
Yeah, you know, so that I'd be able to sing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got there, and what was your first impression walking in? I mean, you know, I can only imagine you're walking in, you never really sang except for in church. And you are in front of these judges. What were your first thoughts? And how did you select the song that you were going to sing in front of the judges?
I was too nervous, you know. I even chose the song right before I went inside. Like, I chose the song. And I was like, I'm going to sing this part because it's a song that I always sing at home. I even forgot the lyrics while doing the song. That's how nervous I was. So it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And did you, so there were no other songs. The entire time, you know, you're going to the audition, but you had no song in your head that I'm going to audition with this song.
I was really like thinking of a lot of songs, but I wasn't sure, you know.
Yeah.
So when I got to the door, I was just like, this part it is. Let me do that one. So yeah.
Okay. So Zama, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be chatting to you, still talking about your life, talking about what it means to win Idols, you know, all the other amazing things about being an Idols winner. If you're just joining us, it is 20 minutes to 8. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. This, of course, is the home of the Afropolitan, and we are having a chat to Idols winner. Her name is Zama Khumalo. You're more than welcome to join in on the conversation if you'd like to ask her some questions. The number to dial is 086-000-00959.
Sidebar with Dr. Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9.
And so now we go back to our conversation. We were having a chat to Idols winner Zama. She won Idols for the year 2020. Zama Khumalo, she is the official winner. She is amazing things have just happened for her. Zama, thank you very much for staying with us. So we talked about your audition and we talked about what it was like, and you had a friend who stood in the queue for you and you finally make it. Right?
Yeah.
And now, and many things happen. You go to, you know, all sorts of coaching and all sorts of things. But what was it like the first time when you were on stage? Because from home, it looks like a massive stage. It's blue and it's big.
It is.
It's huge.
It is massive.
Mm.
Massive. I was like, I was so nervous, man. But like the only thing, the good thing was my vocal coach told me that nerves are very good for a performer. So that's the only thing I had in my mind, which nerves are good. Nerves are good. So I'm going to kill this one. I have to kill this one. I mean, I'm nervous, you know, so I have to kill this one. And also prayers. I prayed and I started singing.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing. And somehow you just get lost in the performance and forget, Kuti, you were even nervous before the performance, you know.
And all the people that are watching you, so you forget about all of that.
Yeah, you do.
So what was your favorite moment at Idols? I mean, I can imagine there's been many moments, many ups, many lows, many downs. But what was your absolute favorite moment while you're going through Idols?
Besides winning, I guess my favorite moment on Idols was when I did the duet with Mamtobo Zimbambo. Oh, it was amazing. It was really amazing. I've never had the feeling that I had that day, you know, and it was just an amazing feeling. Like God was with us. He was, you know, it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. So do you, I mean, you talked about Mdogo Zimbambwe, and that just makes me wonder if you know the kind of genre that, you know, who you are as an artist and what you want to sing. I know you've got a brand new single out.
Yeah. Uzama is obviously, I'm a worshiper because obviously I've sang at church. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I want to do gospel. Mm. As, yeah. So, but I am a versatile person, so I guess I'm just gonna be doing everything.
Mm-hmm. Open to just anything that comes along.
Yeah.
And the reaction at home, I mean, I can imagine you are from Emalahleni, right?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing everyone is rooting for you. People are watching you at home.
Yeah.
And the big reaction you when you go home and you come home with the title.
Yeah.
Mm, what was that reaction like?
So, yeah. So I did like a homecoming, did posters, told people I'm coming home on this day.
Yeah.
You know, and they were all expecting me. Yo, the moment me and Gay Nanji around in Lam, everyone was just like, they even forgot about COVID. Everyone was just there wanting to see Uzama. And abanye bangazi, but they were so excited. You know, that I was a new person. It was, you know, it was really amazing.
Did you do the whole thing with the drop top, or was it a bus, or like, you know, how did you make your big entrance?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It sounds absolutely amazing, especially, you know, at your age and taking the gap, the risk to actually take the gap year, and as well going to your parents and saying, you know what, I'm going to take a moment, a step back, and see what I can do with Idols. I can imagine that's not very easy. It's not an easy thing to do. True. And for any parent, when your child says, I'm not going to school, I'm going to enter Idols, you're like, hey, what do you mean?
My dad was just very supportive. I feel like my dad is just my number one supporter, you know. He was just like, he was behind me all the way. Even when I told him, looking, Baba, I'm thinking of auditioning again, he was like, yeah, vele, go back. My mom was a bit skeptical about it. She was like, what about school, you know. But my dad was just like, go for it.
But I guess it helps when you've got one parent who's listening for you. Yeah, and says go for it, because even me as a parent, I would have been like, no, we'll see Idols another time. But if you're just joining us, it is almost 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. We are having a chat to Zama Kumaro, who is Idols winner for the year 2020, and we are just talking about her story. We're talking about where she comes from, and we're talking about what it means to actually win Idols. So Zama, I mean, you've won Idols now, you've got the money, you've got the record deal. What is what's next? Like, what's coming up next for you? What's the next big thing?
A lot of music, obviously. Hopefully people are going to love it and receive it just as much as they have received Indizo Bizwa. And also, I am thinking of going back to school, maybe studying music. Mm-hmm. If it's possible for me to focus on my album and study music at the same time, I'm going to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like I want to, like, yo, I don't know. I just want to do everything, you know?
I can imagine, yeah.
I want to do everything. I want to get into acting, like, everything. So, I don't know. Hopefully, by this time next year, I'll know what's next for Uzama, you know?
Especially because, you know, you are on such a high. And, you know, at this point, it feels like, you know, the sky's the limit. You can do just about anything. And this is probably the right time for you to do just about anything. So, talk to us about your single.
Yeah.
Disobeys, wasn't it?
Yes.
First, the title. Like, what is that? You know, how did you come up with that title?
I think I came up with that title because you know, because when we were recording my song, Begyo announced top three, you know. So I was hoping, so I get to do the song, you know. So I think that's how the title came about. And Indobiza is just, excuse me, it's just a beautiful song. So many people relate to it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a call about waiting for your calling.
Yes.
Waiting for your name to be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because many people, you're just waiting for your moment, waiting for your moment in the sun for things to actually happen for you. So I suppose it's very, it's fitting, you know, that, that is your first, single. And of course you talked about working on an album. So what can we look forward to? What, you know, what sort of music, what are you working on?
I'm excited about that. My album is going to be filled with a lot of surprises, you know. And I think with this one, everyone who likes Uzama is going to love me even more. And even those they're going to like me, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Not even like a snippet, like a, listen, guys, you get blues and I'm going to make you dance, no?
No,
It's a surprise for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Zama, you know, it's been such a lovely chat and a lovely conversation that we've had with you. Before we let you go, what has it been like, working with, Kalawa Jasmine? Because I know that, you know, this is the year that, well, you won in the year that, that Idols basically have, their contract or their relationship with Gallo has, ended. And now, you are the first musician to be working under Kalawa. To be working under Kalawa Jasmine. And what has that been like?
Yo, it has really been amazing, you know. Kalawa has been in the industry, I don't know, for so many years, longer than I've lived. So I'm really excited, Jay, about the relationship we have. And, yeah, I can't wait, Jay, for you guys to hear the music so that, you know.
Yeah. So do you think it fits in more with the kind of music that you would like to, you would like to release, the kind of music that you would like to perform, you know, who you are as an artist? Do you think that fits more, with Kalawa?
Yeah. I think it does. I think it does because, Babu Skiro is willing, to let me be myself, you know. So,
Well, Zama, like I said, you know, it's been such a great conversation talking to you. It's been absolutely amazing. And of course, we wish you loads and loads of luck and hope you get to work with all the artists that you've been dreaming of. Is there any artist in particular that you'd like to work with locally?
Amanda Black, GGZ, the list goes on. Like, yeah, when I put man, just a cool.
Oh, because now it's a possibility, isn't it?
You know? So,
Now it's no longer a dream. You can actually say that.
It's no longer a dream.
Yeah, let me approach this one and that one and see what I can do.
Yeah,
well, Zama, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to play out with music or so this evening, but thank you so much for joining us. And like I said earlier
thank
on,
you
of
so
course,
much for having me.
Yeah, good luck with all the music and all the things that you are up to as a musician.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So that was Zama, who is from Idols, and she was chatting to us about what it means to me to win Idols. You know, the glory of it all, the amazingness of it all, and all the amazing things that she's going to be working on. She told us that, you know, she's working on a brand new album. She's got a brand new single that's out, Ndizobizwa. And of course, the single is about somebody that's waiting, to get their calling, to get their call, to be on stage. If you are just joining us, it is 7 minutes to 8 o'clock, and of course you are listening to the home of the Afropolitan. It has been such an unorthodox show this evening, and we've had callers, we've talked about one or two things that you wanted to talk about, you know, things that you wanted to get off your chest. We finally managed to get hold of Zama and had a chat to her, but I think, you know, we're going to try this again tomorrow and have a great conversation with you tomorrow. I'm just going to play one or two songs for you to enjoy, just to let us all cool down and get our senses back. So do stay tuned to the home of the Afropolitan.
Sidebar with Dr. Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.